Good morning.
Good morning.
It is good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Open your Bibles and let us read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 to 21. Walk in love. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be one name among you, as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Walk as children of light. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Walk not as fools. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Let us now give thanks unto the Lord our Maker for all his goodness and blessings we receive from him. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you for your loving kindness, your faithfulness, and provision you bestow upon us. We thank you, Jesus, for you died on the cross for our sins and resurrected from the dead on the third day to give us eternal life. We thank you today with gratitude for all the blessings you've given to us, to our family, to your people, and to your church. We thank you for the trials, problems that we are passing through. Thank you, Lord, for the deliverance and strength that comes from you. We thank you for the miracles and wonders that you did, for the good health, healing, and answered prayers. We magnify your name. Exalt your name in our midst, Lord Jesus. Let us confess our sins to God. Lord, we confess our sins and renounce them. The Lord God says in his word, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us and purify us from all our unrighteousness. Lord, forgive us from all our sins. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, stubbornness, the wrong decisions, pride, and selfishness. Cleanse us, Lord, from the bad effects of sin. Lord, we commit ourselves unto you. Help us to be obedient to your word and do the will of yours in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests. Heavenly Father, our all-knowing God, you see our needs before we ask. Lord, we pray to help us to put your kingdom first in our lives and honor you. And graciously grant our request and petition in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we pray to protect and shield every family from the work of the evil one. Guide and keep every family safe and provide their needs. We pray for every husband. Give them wisdom and knowledge how to implement your good plan and your will to their families. Shield them from any evil and guide them. Lord, we pray for every wife. Bless them. Help them to live submissive to your word and to their husband. Help them to train their children in righteousness. We pray for the children to be obedient to their parents, for this is right. Protect them from the flaming dart of the evil one. We pray for the parents to bless and help them as they instruct their children in godly way and provide for them everything they need. We pray for all the single mothers. Lord, you help them and provide for them to manage their lives and the lives of their children and raise them in the fear of you. Lord, we pray for our siblings to guide them and to provide them their needs. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the family members who are unsaved. Let us now pray for our jobs. Pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, thank you for providing this job. Lord, we pray to bless those places of work and our boss. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly masters to fulfill your word. Lord, we pray to give them more clients, businesses, and income so we can receive our salaries on time, so we can give what is due to you in giving our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Lord, help us to evangelize and use our spiritual gift to preach your word in our working places. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brethren, that they would know that you are with them as long as they obey you. Lord, we pray that they would know your strength, your peace, and experience your joy, that you are moving in their life. Lord, protect them and help them. Lord, heal the sick. Give job to those jobless and give wisdom and solutions to those who are in troubles. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in the market, in our accommodation, and in our working places to be saved. Heavenly Father, we pray for the salvation of our friends, co-workers, relatives, and neighbors. We pray for a spiritual awakening. Lord, we trust in your power to save them, to open their eyes, hearts, and mind to the truth of your gospel. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries, in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Let us pray for the favor of God that He will provide for all the logistic needs, offices, the documentations needed, and the rest of the church needs. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in vision and dreams. Stretch out your hand, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their life. Lord, we commit ourselves to obey the rules and regulations in these countries and be good citizens. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations and workers. Lord, empower us with the Holy Spirit to reach new people. Lord, we pray that you give us favor and provide all the needs. Lord, prosper all those places, and so we too, your church will prosper in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we pray to bless, protect, and spread your congregation in other places in the world. Lord, bless the church school, church banking, church clinic, farming ministry, watchman ministry, the publication, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, we pray for humility in leading the ministry you've called your church to do and to serve others. Use all those ministries to bring new people to you. Sanctify all your servants. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we devote ourselves to go and evangelize. We pray for more souls to be saved. In the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our service. Lord, anoint our prayers, our songs, our giving, and your word today to speak to us, to be changed in likeness of you in everything. Lord, we pray for miracles and wonders. Lord, bless our recording and use it to reach the rest of the congregations, families, workers, members, and to reach the lost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto Him.
I'll raise From you, knowing that we are your children, knowing that you have redeemed us, Lord, from death to life. Thank you, Lord God. And we pray, Father, that that peace in our hearts will continue to linger, O Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that truly, even in the midst of struggles, in the midst of problems, we still have that peace that you have promised to us, a peace that passeth all understanding.
Yes, O God.
Draw us closer to you.
Lord, my heart is set on you.
Lord, God do wonders and miracles in our lives. Glory, honor, and adoration unto you.
Let us collect our tithes and offerings and first fruits unto the Lord. Open your Bibles in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy praises shall burst out with new wine. Let us pray. our gracious and heavenly Father, as we bring our tithes and offerings and first fruits before you, we ask for your guidance and help us to trust you more deeply and to follow where you lead. Lord, may our giving today be an expression of our growing faith in you. Lord, use this money to reach the lost and to enlarge your territory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Good morning again, everyone. Let's open our Bible to the book of Daniel. Book of Daniel, chapter 1. And let's read verse 1 to verse 7. The future of our children is in our hands. Amen. Daniel, chapter 1, verse 1 to 7. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasure house of his God. And the king spake unto Ashpenaz, the master of the of his eunuchs, that he should bring certain of the children of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the princes, children in whom was no blemish, but well favored and skillful in all wisdom, and cunning in knowledge, and understanding science, and such as had ability in them to stand in the king's palace, and whom they might teach the learning and the tongue of the Chaldeans. And the king appointed them a daily provision of the king's meat, and of the wine which he drank, so nourishing them 3 years, that all that at the end thereof they might stand before the king. Now among these were of the children of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and to whom the prince of the eunuchs gave names, for he gave unto Daniel the name of Belshazzar, and to Hananiah of Shadrach, and to Mishael of Meshach, and to Azariah of Abednego. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for your word to us. We come before the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for this time. Oh God, I know it, each and every one of us, and not my lips. I read the message in the way that you want it to flow, with verses and statements from your throne. It is your people, your ways, oh God. I pray for souls to be saved, and I pray for people to be changed. I pray open the mind and the understanding of your people to realize, oh God, that the future of our children is in our hands today, oh God. Lead us and guide us and help us, oh Lord, to go along your ways. I pray for humility, I pray for hearts to be changed and transformed. We thank you, God. We bless you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You know, when we read that the king of Babylon came to Jerusalem, we expect that God will deliver Jerusalem. He will save them. But what had happened? What had happened? We find that God, as we have read, that when King Nebuchadnezzar came, the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand. You may ask why this had taken place. Why God allows such things to happen? There are reasons behind that, why God allowed it. And if we read in the book of 2 Kings, let us read who was Jehoiakim. Let's read about Jehoiakim in the book of 2 Kings, chapter 23. Second Kings and chapter 23. And let's read verse 36 and verse 37. It says, Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign. And he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebudah, the daughter of Bidaiah of Ruma. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. He done what was evil in the sight of God. He and the people of God, their life was full of idols and sin. The temple of God at that time was full of idols. That's why when King Nebuchadnezzar came, what God did, God handed over them into the hand of their enemies. Why? Because God had put pattern in his words that they need to follow. And he prescribed it in the scripture, but they did not. When Moses came, he gave them the law of God. He taught them what they need to do. They did not do. Instead, they go after idols. They go after demons. And that's why that calamity had come upon them. The future of our children in our hands today. Book of Leviticus. Book of Leviticus. Chapter 17. Book of Leviticus, chapter 17. Before the law was given, the people, they were giving their sacrifices in the inside the camp, outside the camp, in the open field, they offer. When Moses came and gave them the law, he put them rules that you must offer it in the tabernacle of the congregation, no other place. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and unto his sons and unto all the children of Israel, and say unto them, this is the thing which the Lord has commanded, saying, what man soever there be of the house of Israel that killeth an ox or lamb or goat in the camp, or that killeth it out of the camp, and bringeth it not into the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer an offering unto the Lord before the tabernacle of the Lord, blood shall be imputed unto that man. He hath shed blood, and that man shall be cut off from among his people. To the end, that the children of Israel may bring sacrifices, which they offer in the open field, even that they may bring them unto the Lord, and to the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and to the priest, and offer them for peace offerings unto the Lord. And the priest shall sprinkle the blood upon the altar of the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and burn the fat for a sweet savor unto the Lord. Verse 7, and put it, mark it in your Bible, please. He say, and they shall no more offer their sacrifices unto devils, after whom they have gone whoring. This shall be a statute forever unto them throughout their generations. After he taught them the word of God, and not we, after we taught you the word of God, after we teach you the word of God, we put rules and regulations from the word of God that you need to follow. He made it very clear to them, God, in this message, what they were doing outside, offering outside their offering and sacrifice. They were offering not to God, but to demons, to devils. I don't know what's in your Bible translation, but that is the realest demons. Why? Because when God made the tabernacle, he put a priest and there is law. When they come to offer to God, they cannot tell him, this is my son's birthday. They cannot say because it's Christmas Day. They cannot say Moloch Day. They have Moloch Day and they have Ashtaroth Day at that time. They cannot say it is wedding anniversary. They cannot say it is Brita party and farewell party. They cannot say this nonsense to the priest. These are offered to demons, not to God. You must know why troubles come on our children. In the same way here, we are as a church, as God church, we are not for such nonsense of idol origin and entertainment. We as a church, we teach the word of God and put rules from the scripture that all of us, we need to follow. The question here, to whom you offer the parts of your body? Really question, right? To whom you offer the parts of your body? In the book of Romans chapter 12 and verse 1. Romans chapter 12. Verse 1, he says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that he present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God call us to offer the part of our bodies to him, not to demons. Now you understand, you know, when you offer the parts of your body on things not in the scriptures, that's where you are offering it not to God, but to demons. Watching YouTube, all nonsense. Facebook, wasting your time on it. Putting makeup for whom? Having friends, going to restaurant, that is not the style of life that God wants us. And if you continue to do it, I will tell you, you will be the one to suffer. You will be the one to be attacked. You will be the one to suffer the consequence of such sins. He said to them in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 8 and 9, and thou shalt say unto them, whosoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers which sojourn among you, that offer a burnt offering or sacrifice, and bringeth it not unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation to offer it unto the Lord, even that man shall be cut off from among his people. That's why we always teach you. We teach you what is right, and we tell you don't do this thing because that's not in the scriptures. And when you do it, you are offering it to demons and not to God. You are offering it to idols. And you know, you may see that small things. You may see this only small things. Happy birthday greetings, you know, on the Facebook. I mean, these very small things, little makeup. This is small things for you. But in the scripture, it is abomination. God has scriptures we need to follow. And the small things, listen to me, the small things can become big. And the big can become giants. The church in America, they start with these things. Boyfriend, girlfriend, you know, makeup, naked dress, these small things. Small things. But now they are advanced. They are now in their churches. They are tolerating transgender and homosexual, and they are doing it. They are doing homosexual marriages and transgender marriages because they allow the small things, and the small things become big. Some, they say, why our pastor is strict? Why the church is strict? Why other churches, they allow? We are not strict. We are just not allowing you to offer the parts of your body to demons. That's all. And some, they were praying. What was their prayer? Lord, change our pastor. This, you know, this is a prayer offered to demons. I'm telling you that this is offered to demons, and I'm attacked every now and then by demons. But I will continue, I will not compromise. I will not compromise with the word of God. I will continue to teach with what is right. And if you somebody doing his own, doing things wrong, I'm not approving it. I'm not compromising with him or with her. And that person, he will receive the consequence of his wrong doing. Listen, if you will not repent, God finally shall hand you over to your enemies, as he handed over Jehoiakim and Judah to their enemies, the Babylonians. And listen to me. Church of God, Cleveland, Tennessee, and the message will reach you. If you will not repent, God shall not only hand you over to your enemies, but he shall hand you over to demons, even in hell, if you persist in your idol worship, immoralities, and tolerating the homosexual and the transgender. The future of our children is in our hands. It's in our hands. Therefore, repent of all your sin, so that your children will not happen to them. Listen, your children will not happen to them what had happened to Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. What happened to them? They took their children from them. They brought them into exile. They were slaves. They were in foreign land. And what they did to them? They changed even their names. They changed their names. I'll tell you how they changed their names. So you must understand. And we will find out the reason why that happened to them. We'll find it from the scripture. I'm not speaking from my pocket. They changed their name in a terrible way. Just let me ask you one question. You have a child and you call him Joshua, and you raise him as Joshua, and he will be called later on, they will call him Krishna. Or you raise up a child and you call him David, and they will call him Buddha. And you raise up a child and you call him Joseph, and they will call him Muhammad. That's what they did with Daniel and Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Daniel, the meaning of it, God is my judge. God is my judge. And what they call him? They call him, let's go to Daniel. Daniel chapter 1, they call him Belteshazzar. In verse 7, they call him Belteshazzar. The meaning of Belteshazzar is, who is pleased with and kept by the god Bel. They have a god in Babylon called Bel. That's why they call him Belteshazzar. They will not call him Daniel, God is my judge. No, Belteshazzar favored and strengthened and cared, and Bel is happy with him. And you know, Bel was the god of King Nebuchadnezzar, Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4. You want your children happy, to be happy? Your descendants will be like that? You want it like this? You repent. You repent. Repent. Daniel chapter 4. And verse 8. Daniel 4, verse 8. But at the last, Daniel came in before me, whose name was Belteshazzar, according to the name of my God. What Nebuchadnezzar say? According to the name of my God, and in whom is the spirit of the holy gods. And before him I taught the dream, saying. So here, name of Daniel was linked with demons. Was linked with demons. Everything is written here in the message. And please read the message after, so you will be in Latin more. And they changed the name of Hananiah. Hananiah is God has mercy, or he is strengthened by his God. They changed his name to Shadrach. Shadrach. You know what is Shadrach? Shadrach, the meaning of it, the one strengthened by Rach. You know what is Rach? not his son. The God, they have a God, they were worshiping the son. Shadrach. That is the name of it. Shadrach. The one strengthened by the God's son. And that is the same God of the Christmas. The same God of Christmas. They were worshiping the son, the Romans, the Catholic Church. They say we'll make it a Christmas. And the third one, Mishael. The meaning of Mishael, who is like what God is. Who is like what God is. And they call him Meshach. Meshach. The meaning of Meshach is who is like Ach. You know what Ach? Ach is the Venus God. Ach. Get up, come here, stand here. Stand up here. Ah, ah, ah is the god Venus. The god Venus. Come here. It's god Venus. There's a god of femininity. His name is Mishael. What do they call him? Mishach. He's a boy. They call him a name of a girl. Name of a girl. Why they call him name of a girl? Because that's the God. God of femininity. God of fertility. Imagine your son, they call him a girl name. That's what they did. Continue. If you will not repent, that's what happened. And the last one, his name Azariah. The meaning of Azariah is Jehovah has helped. They gave him the name Abednego. Abednego means that he is the servant of Nebo. Servant of Nebo. No more. Their name linked with God. Their name is linked with demons, correct? Why this happened? Because their fathers, their parents, and their forefathers, they delight in demons and devils, so demons came on them. Demons came on them. How we expect and for what that they will call Daniel, God is my judge, or Hananiah, God has mercy, or strengthened by his God, or Mishael, who is what God is, or Azariah, Jehovah has helped in the court of Nebuchadnezzar. If the Babylonian had already destroyed the temple of God and demolished the walls of Jerusalem and brought all the vessels of the temple of the house of their God, and God allowed that because of the sin of his people. So now they wanted to remove the name of God from the court of Nebuchadnezzar. That's why they changed their names. That's why they changed their names. You know, everything written in this Bible has reason. And if the church does not teach, is a precedent with the church become. Their children were taken away from them and ended up in exile in Babylon. The following is what I say. To those who boast, who send their children to live in UK, USA, Canada, etc., thinking that is the best, that is not but the curse of God on them to bereave them of their children. I am not saying such to others, but only to those who boast with their worldliness and that their children in such places, but they are not in the course only of men and demons. We are called not to send our children to such places, but to raise them in a godly way to reach heaven. And what kind of struggles? What kind of struggles their children they pass through? You know what kind of struggles? Slave, foreign lands, their name changed. They were about to eat food offered to idols. They are about to drink wine. That's what they suffer, their children there. They needed to find out the dream of Nebuchadnezzar and give the interpretation, otherwise they'll be killed. They needed to worship the image that the king did, otherwise they would be thrown into the furnace. They needed to pray to the king for 1 month, otherwise they'll be thrown in the den of lions. That is it. That is it. That's what happened to them. Why? It is not their fault. It is the fault and the sin of their fathers and their forefathers, who with their disobedience to God brought such a terrible future for their children. And that is the same terrible future that you are preparing for your children if you will not repent and behave. The future of our children is in our hands. Can you say it together? The future. Can you put up everything in your hands? Say the future of our hands in our of our children is in our hands. It's in your hands. We spoke about Joachim. And we spoke that he the devil, yeah, right? And now we're going to speak about another king. We're going to speak about King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah. King Hezekiah, and let's go to Second King, and chapter 18. Second King and chapter 18. Are we learning new things to help us to behave? Are you learning? Now you understand why I don't allow you to offer the parts of your body to demons. That is it. That's all. Watching TV, Facebook, YouTube. For whom your eyes are given? For whom? For such? No. Understand. Second King chapter 18, verse 1 to 3. Now it came to pass in the third year of Hoshea, son of Elah, king of Israel, that Hezekiah, the son of Ahaz, king of Judah, began to reign. 25 years old was he when he began to reign. And he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Abi, the daughter of Zechariah. And he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, according to all that David his father did. Hezekiah did which was right in the sight of the Lord. Amen. Praise God. And the Lord helped him. You know, when King Sennacherib came, the Assyrian, they came, he delivered him. He rescued him from the king of Sennacherib. And also he got sick. God healed him, and he gave him 15 years for his more life that he will live. God bless King Hezekiah. But King Hezekiah, let's read about him in chapter 20. Where you are 18 now, you got 20 now. 20, Second Kings chapter 20, verse 12 to 15. Second Kings chapter 20, verse 12 to 15. Let's read something about Hezekiah, what he did. Second Kings chapter 20, 12 to 15. At that time, Berodach Bin Laden, the son of Bin Laden, king of Babylon, sent letters and a present unto Hezekiah, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick. And Hezekiah hearkened unto them and showed them all the house of his precious things, the silver and the gold and the spices and the precious ointments and all the house of his armor and all that was found in his treasures. There was nothing in his house nor in all his dominions that Hezekiah showed them not. Then came Isaiah, verse 14. And then came Isaiah the prophet unto King Hezekiah, and said unto him, What say these men, and from whence came they unto thee? And Hezekiah said, They are come from a far country, even from Babylon. And he said, What have they seen in thine house? And Hezekiah answered, All the things that are in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not showed them. This is what had happened. And this is the things that King Hezekiah, who is good, he discussed. What do you think about it? Is it okay what he did? It's okay or it's not okay? It is not okay, no? But you know, some of you are saying not okay, but you know, you cannot say it, no, it is not okay. And you know, I will tell you the truth. If Isaiah did not come and rebuke him, and if it is not written, we may not see it about something bad. I mean, they came to him, and he showed them. There is something wrong in that. Small things, no? This is small things, right? Even wrong, right? Small things, yeah? It's small or big, this one? Is it small or big? Small. They have boyfriend, also small. To put makeup, also small. Eat in the restaurant, waste your money, also small things. Let's read. Let's read what Isaiah told him. Let's read. Small things. The small things become big, and the big become giants. And Isaiah said unto Hezekiah, Hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days come that all that is in thine house, and that which thy fathers have laid up in store unto this day, shall be carried into Babylon. Nothing shall be left, say the Lord. Oh, what he told him, and of thy sons, verse 18, and of thy sons that shall issue from thee, which thou shalt beget, shall they take away. Shall they take away, and there shall be eunuchs. Eunuchs mean officials in the palace of the king of Babylon. Oh, so what he told him, what we read in Daniel chapter 1, what we read in Daniel chapter 1, what had happened? In Daniel chapter 1, God had offered Jehoiakim, who is the descendant of Hezekiah. God had offered the treasures in the house of God, the vessels, and they brought it into the house, into the house of their God in Babylon. God gave also from the seed royal, because this the Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they were from the princes, from the seed royal, the best quality people, and they brought them into Babylon. So now we understand why such happened in Daniel chapter 1. Amen? Because there are the sin and the other worship and the wrongdoing. It's the guy who want to boast, want to show off. Want to boast. When they came to him, he did not speak to them about God. He did not speak to them about the miracles of God. He started to boast to them about what he has. And if we will read book of 2 Chronicles chapter 32. 2 Chronicles chapter 32. You must understand why the scripture written to teach us. What had happened to Daniel, it was the sin of Hezekiah that he did not repent. Small things, why our pastor is so strict? I'm like Isaiah. I have this, my do not. 2 Chronicles chapter 32 and verse 31. To say, howbeit about Hezekiah, howbeit in the business of the ambassadors of the princes of Babylon, who sent unto him to inquire of the wonder that was done in the land, to say, God left him to try him, that he may know all that what in his heart. Wow. God alone. so that God will know what was inside him. And God did not send Isaiah before. He sent him after they came and they went. He sent him. And the question here, Isaiah was, you know, Hezekiah has sent to Isaiah when the Assyrians, they came. When he has a problem, they surround Jerusalem. He sent to Isaiah, you come. Isaiah pray and solve. When he was sick, Isaiah was also there in his sickness. But now, when those ambassadors came, why did not call for Isaiah getting his opinion? Why? You know why? Because he knows. Isaiah would tell him, don't do that, Hezekiah. That's why many of you, they don't open up to me because they know my answer. Don't do it. Don't do it. If you find somebody like Hezekiah, he or she, I'm not approving such person. I'm not. The future of our children is in our hands. The future of your children is, the future of your descendants is in your hand. You follow demons, demons will follow them. You follow God, God will follow them. Once they leave the church, their full picture will be clear. God allow Hezekiah to be alone, so his true color will appear. He know what inside him, boasting, selfish, worldliness, want to show. When they leave the church, I can see in their Facebook, the makeup, the naked dress, the birthday parties, and the Christmas tree, and they take photo with the Christmas tree. And what is follow? What is follow after is losing of their finances because they are offering it. They start to offer it to demons and idols because they feel free. Because we are in the church is tricked. And they don't have a freedom. But what kind of a freedom they are looking for? After they lose the savings, they will become in debt and other problems, and they will endorse their children, all their troubles, as had happened to Daniel, Ananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. You understand now how poverty will come on our children? Understand it? Clear? How slavery will come? That is the cycle of slavery. That's the cycle of poverty. Don't say I did not explain. Don't say. Small mistake. What he did, Hezekiah? Only small mistake. And let's read verse 19. 2 Kings, let's go. 2 Kings, chapter 20, verse 19. Hezekiah rebuked him or no? He went up to, he rebuked him, he corrected him. You see how he answered. Then said Hezekiah unto Isaiah, good is the word of the Lord which thou hast spoken. And he said, it is not good if peace and the truth be in my days, no repentance. And he also boasted. He was boasting, oh, I have peace in my life. He boasted that. He did not repent. He's selfish. He did not think about the next generation, what will happen to them, to his descendants, to his children, to his grandchildren. He did not think about what happened to Daniel and Shadrach. You must understand. Why I say to you, don't do it. I mean, it is have a long-lasting effect, your sin. Listen to me. I'm not yet finished. The time that Isaiah spoke to Hezekiah, until that prophecy, that was warning, right? warning and prophecy and rebuke, and it fulfilled. You know how many years it took? The period from the time that, according to my calculation from the scripture, until Jehoiakim was taken captive with Daniel and others, it is 110 years after God allowed to happen. Because Hezekiah did not repent, did not heed. And the small sin become big, and the big become giants. And what will happen to your children? What will happen to your descendants? What will happen to the next generation? Don't be selfish. Repent. Please. Repent. Think about others after you have suffered. So it's time. Let's repent of our sin, of our boasting, of our showing off. Repent of your sin. The wrong thing you've done can be reversed with repentance. God, have mercy on your church. Continue to deal with those who sin. Continue to deal with the churches who are not willing to repent. Continue to send your word and grant them repentance and change their lives, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Create in us, create in the heart of my brother and sister who repent a new heart. A new heart, and give them new spirit, O God. Give them heart of flesh to realize the future of our children is in their, of their children is in their hands. O God, help us. Help us, O God, in God. Lead us as church to continue to teach. Refill us with the Holy Ghost. Help us to go on and evangelize, to reach new people, make new disciples, plant a new congregation, to teach your people your ways, O God. Help us to repent and follow your ways, O God. Repent and come to God.
Oh.
O God. Those who repented, use them, O God. Save people, take your word and spread it, O God. Let be a fruit, Lord, hundredfold. O God, I pray for more servants, O Lord. Pray for people to repent, to realize their wrongdoing and sins, O God. Take your word and spread it, O God. And receive glory and honor and praise. O God, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. And keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.